USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During former President Trump's impeachment trial, House managers argued that the former president incited his supporters to assault the U.S. Capitol in an attempt to overturn the election results. Prosecutors used video evidence, media reports, and court documents to make the case. Trump's defense lawyers claim he didn't encourage any acts of violence on January 6th. Democrats arguing why it's imperative to convict the former president. Lead impeachment manager Jamie Raskin says if the former president returns to office and there's another riot, they will have no one to blame but themselves. The rioters were clear why they came to the Capitol, telling investigators who arrested them that they stormed it at the behest of President Trump. The Trump legal team begins presenting their case on Friday. They're expected to challenge the constitutionality of a trial of a former official. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Coronavirus variants are puzzling scientists. USA's Tim Berg has more.
For 154 days last year, a man was in and out of Boston hospitals fighting a losing battle with COVID-19. He did not survive, but researchers say his rare case could help them better understand how the virus mutates. The man whose identity was not released was first diagnosed in the spring of 2020. Dr. Jonathan Lee is an infectious disease specialist at Harvard Medical School.
This particular case is, in retrospect, a harbinger of what was to come. And I think that it just goes to show that we need to do a better job of monitoring the spread of these variants, and that only by looking for these variants will we be able to detect it. And that it's something that I think we haven't done as well up to now.
That audio, courtesy of CBS News, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Coast Guard has rescued some people that were stranded on an island for more than a month. USA's Lance Pry has more.
The U.S. Coast Guard rescued three Cuban nationals who were stranded for more than a month on an atoll in the Bahamas on Tuesday. The Coast Guard said the two men, one woman, survived by eating mollusks, rats, and coconuts. A Coast Guard surveillance plane spotted the castaways during a routine patrol Monday, and they noticed three people signaling them. The group was airlifted and transported to the Lower Keys Memorial Center. The atoll is halfway between Cuba and Florida. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden has officially ended a national emergency declaration at the U.S. southern border that allowed former President Trump 2 years ago to divert federal funds to build his border wall. Biden said in a letter to Vice President Kamala Harris and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that Trump's incorporation of the National Emergencies Act to get the border wall funding was unwarranted. After he was inaugurated, Biden had signed an executive order stopping the construction of the wall along the U.S. border. The border wall was one of the hallmarks of Trump's 2016 presidential campaign, saying at the time that Mexico would pay for the wall, but that never happened. He was able to divert $600 million from the Treasury Department and $6.1 billion from the Defense Department for the border wall construction. Roughly 450 miles of the wall were constructed, which included reinforcement of existing barriers. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.